That ripe, juicy tomato in your salad or the pint of fragrant blueberries you picked up at the farmer's market, they were all made possible by bumblebees, those big furry insects that are often black with some yellow or orange striping. Marie Clifford, a biology graduate student at the University of Washington, says bumblebees have a unique way of getting pollen out of a flower. They don't just crawl around, they vibrate by shaking their bodies.
That can release pollen from certain kinds of flowers, like tomato plants, and honeybees can't do that. So honeybees actually can't pollinate tomato plants at all.
Clifford is the co-founder of the Urban Pollination Project. It's a research project that's collecting data from small tomato gardens all over the city. In the experiment, two tomato plants are out in the open. One of the plants gets some extra help from a musical tuning fork, which mimics a vibrating bumblebee. Susan Waters, who's also a biology grad student at UW and the other co-founder of the project, holds one of these devices. It looks like a pair of large tongs.
So basically, I'm just going to hit the tuning fork on my hand to make it vibrate, and then I'm going to touch it to one of the tomato flowers. And if the flower is ready to release pollen, this little puff of pollen will come out, and that's what happens to the bumblebee when the bumblebee is buzzing it.
Based on last year's findings, the plant that gets touched by the tuning fork produces the greatest number of tomatoes. Researchers say this shows how yield would improve if there were more bumblebees around. As far as what's causing bumblebee populations to shrink worldwide, scientists say a fungus might be a culprit, as well as a loss of habitat. However, some good news has arrived. Bombus occidentalis is a bumblebee native to western Washington that disappeared in the 1990s. It has a distinctive white furry bottom. It was recently spotted foraging in some blackberry bushes in Montlake Terrace. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.